Petersburg is facing the potential loss of $469,000 a year in state reimbursement for bond debt for school projects and the swimming pool. The proposed increase in property tax would make up for that. The proposed 15% increase would only be for property owners within the old city limits. Under the change, the tax bill on a $300,000 home would go up more than $500 a year. Assemblymember Bob Lynn wanted to wait on that increase.
Yeah, I've got some concerns about raising the mill rate in service area one to cover the bond debt that we might have to do. Whether we have a decision by the governor on Thursday or not, I don't know, you know, but it's worth a chance to wait and have a special meeting to look at that, in my opinion.
Tax bills are normally sent out by July 1st. Borough code sets the deadline of June 15th as well for the assembly to pass a budget. Otherwise, spending is set at 80% of projected revenues. Jay Stanton-Greger thought it made sense to wait on the tax rate, but pass a budget with a full assembly in town.
My only concern with it is I highly doubt we'll have seven of us again with the way the season is beginning right now. And it's a final reading of the budget, and we have an obligation to the citizens to make sure one gets passed. Call me pessimistic, just for the sake of argument, but if we have four people here who can't agree on one piece of that budget, we don't have a working budget at that point.
True.
And I just want to make sure we can find a workable way to honor our commitment to the citizens of Petersburg and get a budget passed appropriately.
The tax increase isn't the only option to make up for that loss of state reimbursement. Borough Finance Director Jody Tao said the borough could spend money from some of its other sources, including a federal payment under the Secure Rural Schools Act for counties near national forest land. But she cautioned these payments would have to be repaid to those funds because the federal payments are made to the entire borough population, and the school projects have only been approved by voters within Service Area 1. School Superintendent Erica Clute Painter told the assembly the school district could be forced to spend its reserves this summer if a disagreement between the governor and the legislature over school funding winds up in court. She was also concerned with using the borough's Secure Rural Schools funding to pay for the project debt.
Well, I can't really control what happens, you know, at your level and how you choose to do that. The pot of money that we always know we have set aside is that Secure Rural Schools money. So if we're talking about utilizing that for, you know, a number of different issues to help keep things moving forward, it can only go so far. And I know we're all interested in maintaining that fund balance as much as we possibly can.
The borough has been using the Secure Rural Schools money to pay for a portion of its contribution to the school district each year. The assembly agreed to wait on passing the resolution that actually enacts the property tax hike, but they did agree to vote on a third and final reading of the borough budget, assuming the higher tax rate. Assemblymember Jeff Mucci supported that change.
You know, for me, it's like the governor and the legislature have kind of backed us into a corner, and this is kind of the only responsible thing we can do to kind of take care of our financial house. And by doing this, we take care of ourselves, not too concerned about what the governor does, but, I mean, I've said from day one that we can't really say what the governor and legislature is going to do, but we certainly can take care of our own stuff by dealing with this amendment to the ordinance. So I'm going to be voting for this.
The budget change to reflect the higher tax rate passed unanimously. The assembly also voted on a couple of other changes to the final spending plan. One change directs borough staff to wait on filling two vacant positions, one in the police department and one in the fire department, until the assembly gives its final approval on those hires. That was a 6-1 vote on that amendment, with Mayor Mark Jensen the only opposition. Assemblymember Taylor Norheim tried to cut in half the $150 a meeting pay for assembly members. That pay amount is actually set in borough code and would take an ordinance to change. However, Norheim's motion would have changed the budgeted amount for the borough spending. Here's Norheim and Brandy Marol.
I just think if we're really trying to save money here, why would we cut from, I don't know, the radio station $3,000 out of their budget, but then you won't cut here? I mean, $75, it's not a lot of money. You're not deterring anybody from doing this.
I don't get paid vacation, so every time that I come to any meeting, I take time off, whether it's during the day, whether it's a special meeting or not. So not all of us are self-employed, and not all of us have pay or jobs where we get vacation time or whatever else. And no, I didn't take this job because I get $150 a meeting, but it helps balance things out.
Assemblymember and remote resident Lynn also said he used his pay to cover travel costs to skiff into Petersburg for meetings. That proposal failed on a 4-3 vote, with Norheim, Muchie, and Kurt Wallhuter voting for it. The overall budget, with changes, eventually came up for a vote. Mayor Jensen was against several items still in the spending plan.
I'm not in favor of having funding in place for three things on the budget. The first one is the EMS position, the second one is the police position, and the third is for the petrol land swap. So I will not be voting in favor of this budget as amended.
Jensen was the only vote against the amended budget, and it passed in its third and final reading, 6-1. The Assembly agreed to meet again on setting the property tax rate Friday, June 21st at 4:30 in the afternoon. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.